Welcome, everyone. Ready to dive into the world of ink?
Ink.
Yeah, ink. We've got research, articles, historical stuff, all about how ink has changed and is changing. It's going to be a wild ride.
I admit, I don't usually think of ink as a wild ride kind of topic.
Oh, you'll see. We're talking about everything from ancient inks to the crazy tech coming out now. It all starts with those early inks, right?
Yep.
Like way back in the day.
Right, the very beginning. It really shows you how clever people were, even back then. Figuring out how to make ink from plants, rocks, even bugs.
Bugs, like ground up bugs for color.
Yep, things like that. It was a lot of work for sure, but it let people write down their ideas, make art, pass knowledge on to their kids, and so on.
Each little drop of ink with its own story, huh? But I guess using only nature for colors, that must limited them, right?
Definitely. They couldn't just get any color they wanted, and the colors faded over time, too. That's why it's so amazing that we still have some of that old art and writing, vibrant as can be, after centuries.
It's amazing what they could do with what they had.
Huh.
But things changed eventually, right? No more just nature inks.
Exactly. Synthetic pigments came along. Total game changer. Artists got way more colors to work with, and printing became cheaper, and could use brighter colors, too. Mass production took off books, newspapers, posters, all thanks to synthetic pigments.
Okay, so we've got berries and bugs to synthetic pigments. What's the next big thing in ink?
Things get really cool here. People started working on inks that could actually change color, depending on, like, temperature or light or even chemicals around them.
Whoa, hold on. Color-changing ink. Are we talking mood ring stuff here?
Kind of similar idea, but way more high-tech. Think food packaging that tells you if the food's gone bad, or special security stuff that shows if someone's messed with something. It's a whole new world of what ink can do.
That's seriously cool. But wait, there's more, right? We were talking about those supercharged inks, too.
Oh, yeah. The nanoparticle inks. They're tiny, but powerful. Add them to ink and suddenly it's brighter, lasts longer, doesn't fade. That super vibrant poster you have that still looks brand new. Nanoparticles might be the reason why.
So we've got color-changing inks and inks that are basically superheroes. What's next? Where does ink go from here?
From here, we're talking science fiction turning into reality. Flexible electronics, anti-counterfeiting measures, all thanks to ink. You ready for this?
Lay it on me. Flexible electronics, you say. Like circuits printed on stuff that can bend.
Exactly. Imagine screens you can roll up, health trackers that fit perfectly to your body, even solar panels that are light and bendy. Ink is making it possible.
I can't wait to hear more about this. And the anti-counterfeiting stuff, too.
Yeah, that's where it gets even wilder. We're talking inks with nanoparticles or even tiny chips in them, creating security that's basically invisible but super hard to copy. It's like each thing gets its own microscopic fingerprint.
From humble beginnings to spy movie tech, that's ink for you. I can't wait to see what other surprises we uncover as we keep diving into the world of ink.
Oh, we've only just scratched the surface. Trust me, you're going to love this. Ink has come a long way, that's for sure. From simple pigments to high-tech stuff, it's way more than just something to write with.
It's almost like ink is becoming its own type of technology now. I mean, flexible electronics made with ink, that's wild. What's it like trying to print those tiny circuits on something that bends?
That's a good question. It's tricky, you know. It's not just the ink, it's the whole printing process, the machines. Everything has to be made to work with these bendy materials.
Ah, I see. So you gotta be super precise to make those circuits so tiny without messing them up when the material flexes.
Exactly. You need total control over how the ink flows, gonna make sure those circuits are perfect, no breaks or anything.
And the ink itself, that must be pretty special, right? Not just any ink can do that.
Yeah. Oh, definitely not. It needs to be able to conduct electricity really well, stick to all sorts of different surfaces, and obviously it has to be flexible, you know, bend and stretch without breaking those circuits. It's a whole science mixing chemistry and materials to get it right.
So we're talking about ink that's almost like liquid metal, basically.
Yeah.
What kind of things are they using this flexible electronics for?
Oh, all sorts of things. And more are popping up all the time. We've already got prototypes for bendy phones and tablets, health monitors that stick to your body, even electronic skin that can feel pressure and temperature.
Hold on, electronic skin. That sounds like something straight out of a movie.
It does, doesn't it? But it's becoming real. Think about it. Prosthetic limbs that can actually feel things, robots that can interact with the world in a much more realistic way.
Ink is playing a part in all that. That's incredible. And don't forget about those anti-counterfeiting tricks we were talking about.
Right, the tiny guardians of authenticity. It's amazing how these nanoparticles can be used to make security features you can't even see, but they're super hard to copy.
It's like a secret fingerprint, only visible with special tools. How do those nanoparticles work exactly?
Well, they're designed to have very specific properties, like the way they reflect light or the color they glow under UV light. It's like a hidden code, only readable with the right equipment.
So if someone tries to make a fake, they wouldn't be able to copy that code, and bam, you know it's a fake.
That's the idea. And the cool part is they can put these security features into inks used for all kinds of things. Money, product packaging, important documents, even art. It's a super versatile way to fight counterfeiting.
This is where ink tech is really making a difference, isn't it? I mean, counterfeiting is serious business. People lose money. It can even be dangerous.
Oh, absolutely. Fake medicine, fake airplane parts. That's not just about money. That's putting lives at risk.
It's kind of scary to think about how much we rely on this stuff we can't even see. It's like a whole secret world working behind the scenes to keep us safe.
It really is. And it's constantly changing, too. Researchers are always coming up with new ways to use nanoparticles and other advanced materials to make counterfeiting even harder.
It's like a game of cat and mouse, isn't it? The counterfeiters try one thing, the scientists come up with a counter, and so on. But hey, before we get too lost in all this high-tech stuff, let's take a minute to appreciate the artists, those early ink makers.
I agree. It's easy to forget that ink has a long history with art and creativity. Those early ink makers were true masters, experimenting with nature to make inks that have lasted for centuries.
Those beautiful illuminated manuscripts with their vibrant colors and intricate designs. Amazing to think they made those inks hundreds of years ago, using just natural pigments and techniques passed down through generations.
It really shows their skill and passion. They knew how to choose the right pigments, the right techniques to make them stick to the page so they wouldn't fade or flake off.
Like each brushstroke was carrying history and tradition with it. Speaking of history, those cave paintings, the inks they used, how have they lasted for thousands of years?
It's a few things working together, I think. Those mineral pigments they used were tough to begin with, and being inside those caves, protected from the elements, helped a lot too. But it also comes down to the skill of those artists. They knew how to make those pigments last.
Amazing how we can still connect with them, with their creativity, through those ancient markings. It makes you wonder, what can we learn from them as we keep pushing the boundaries of ink technology?
That's a great question. I think the biggest lesson is to keep experimenting, to really understand the materials you're working with. Those early ink makers were always trying new things, looking for ways to make their inks better, more durable.
So, respect the past, embrace the future. Speaking of the future, what about the ethical side of all this? I mean, we've talked about the good stuff, but what about the potential for things to go wrong?
That's an important point. Any powerful tool can be used the wrong way, and ink is no different. We've mentioned the nanoparticle tracking, the possibility of someone using that for surveillance without people knowing.
That's a bit scary, honestly. It makes you realize we have to be careful with this technology, make sure it's used for good.
Exactly. It's not just about celebrating what's possible. We need to talk about the risks, too, and set up safeguards to prevent misuse.
It's up to all of us, scientists, policymakers, everyone, to make sure this technology benefits humanity.
Couldn't agree more. It's about finding that balance, you know, pushing the limits of what's possible while making sure it's used for the right reasons.
Well said. This deep dive has really opened my eyes to how complex ink really is. It's so much more than meets the eye.
It shows you that even the simplest things can be incredibly powerful and full of potential.
And there's always more to learn, more to explore. The journey never really ends.
That's the truth. And I have a feeling there are many more surprises waiting for us in the future of ink.
Before we wrap up this part, there's one more thing about ink innovation I want to talk about. And it might surprise some people. Remember how we talked about those early ink makers using natural pigments? Well, it turns out those old techniques are making a comeback in modern science.
Really? I wouldn't have guessed that. Why are people suddenly interested in those old inks again?
A few reasons, actually. For one, people are starting to realize that some synthetic pigments can be bad for the environment. Some are toxic, and making them can pollute the air and water.
That makes sense. So there's a push for eco-friendly options.
Exactly. And natural pigments fit the bill. They come from plants, minerals, even insects sometimes, and they're generally much better for the planet.
It's like going back to basics, but with all our modern knowledge.
That's it. And there's another reason. New scientific tools are letting scientists study those natural pigments in way more detail than ever before. They can figure out exactly what makes them tick, how they create color, how they interact with other materials.
So it's not just about using them again, it's about understanding them on a deeper level.
Exactly. And that's leading to some really cool discoveries.
Like what? Tell me more.
Well, for instance, they're finding that some natural pigments have special properties that make them perfect for things like solar cells or even medical imaging.
You're kidding. So the same pigments that colored those ancient cave paintings could be used in cutting-edge technology today.
It's true. Nature's full of surprises, isn't it?
It's amazing. It's like nature's giving us a whole new toolbox to play with.
And we're just starting to figure out what we can do with it.
I can't wait to see what else they discover with these natural pigments. It's a good reminder that even in our high-tech world, we can still learn a lot from nature.
Well said. And on that note of nature's power, I think it's time we take a breath, you know. We've been on this whirlwind tour of ink from ancient times to the future. It's a lot to take in.
It is, isn't it? So many details, so much history, so much potential. It's easy to lose sight of the bigger picture.
Exactly.
Mm.
So let's step back for a second. What's the main thing you want our listeners to walk away with?
I think it's the sheer ingenuity, the human drive to push boundaries. That's what ink represents in every form.
It's true. From those early ink makers, carefully mixing their natural ingredients, to scientists today working with nanoparticles, creating ink that conducts electricity, it's all about innovation, pushing the limits of what's possible.
And it's not over yet. We're just at the beginning of a whole new era for ink. Nanotechnology, biotechnology, these fields are opening up possibilities we couldn't even imagine just a few years ago.
It's mind-blowing to think about what ink could do in the future. But with all this progress, we have to be aware of the downsides too, right?
Absolutely. Every powerful tool has the potential for misuse, and ink is no exception. We talked about those nanoparticles, how they could be used for tracking people without their consent.
It's a reminder that we need to be responsible, use this technology ethically.
Exactly. We can't just get caught up in what's possible. We have to think about the consequences, make sure ink is used for good.
It's on all of us, scientists, policymakers, everyone, to shape the future of ink technology, make sure it benefits humanity as a whole.
I agree completely. It's finding that balance, you know, pushing the limits while keeping our ethics in check.
Well said. This deep dive has been incredible. I've learned so much about ink. It's truly fascinating stuff.
It makes you realize that even the simplest things can be incredibly powerful and full of potential.
And that there's always something new to discover. The learning never stops.
That's the beauty of it. I have a feeling the future of ink has many more surprises in store for us.
Well, on that note, we're going to wrap up this deep dive. Thanks for joining us on this journey into the world of ink. We hope you've enjoyed it and that you'll keep that curiosity alive as this amazing technology continues to develop.
And who knows, maybe one day you'll be the one making those groundbreaking discoveries. The possibilities are endless.